Mad Marv's Notebook for August 30th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. This is Friday at Dragon Con, and I just finished shooting for the night, and I gotta say, there's not as many Deadpools as I thought there would be. I was almost sure that I'd be seeing a Deadpool every 5 or 10 minutes, but turns out, counting yesterday and today, I'm gonna say I only seen maybe 5 or 6 over 2 days. And I have seen Wolverine in his yellow costume with the Deadpool. Come to think of it, Marvel characters as a whole, not many. And I don't know if that's to chalk it up to the weekend, because I know the big Marvel group shoot is going to be on Saturday at the Hilton. But, you know, not everybody goes to the group shoot. So it's a weird mix. A lot of costumes that are not tied to a intellectual property, for a better lack of a better term. I have seen more out of the current events, Olympics, not as many Olympic jokes, but at least 4 or 5 of the Australian breakdancer, and also I've got like 2 or 3 of the Turkey shooter. Our shooter from Turkey, and handful of old, I guess people really are tied to their old costumes. I keep seeing the familiar ones from years gone by, but that's a nice, comfortable mix, and the crowd here at Dragon Con seems to exceed the pre-pandemic level, if I were to guess. It's, I know they're capping the attendance by, or at least capping the sale of tickets, so there's some kind of control on the number, but definitely feels like they should be going above 2019. I don't want to guess exactly how much over, but definitely over. And I'm not sure if the hotels are hiring, not traffic management, but yeah, it does feel like traffic managers, because they are putting in more controls on how people move from place to place. A lot of one-way traffic now, or they're putting center dividers down aisles so that the left and right don't cross over randomly. Everybody keeps to their side of the corridor, and one-way traffic patterns coming out of the elevators, at least in the Hilton, and going into the Marriott coming out of Skybridge, you gotta always stick to the right, and if you want to make a left turn, you end up doing a roundabout around the escalators. Turn right, go all the way around, and then you come out to the left. It's like they're treating this rather seriously now. And I'm seeing, instead of a lot of the hotel staff, I'm seeing their workers, I guess temporary hires, because they have a different shirt. I don't even know what CSC stands for. But definitely looks like a bunch of temporary hires rather than Hilton. I guess given the economy, they probably did cut back their full-time staff, so they have to fill in the slots with temporaries. So that could be a thing. But all in all, this con so far looks like, I'm going to call it a success, but it's definitely bigger and definitely has the same kind of vibe still. But it looks like they're really trying to manage their growth now. If only they wouldn't, jack up the prices along with it. But yeah, we know how the economy is. Anyway, I guess that's it for today. One more recording for tomorrow, and that'll be it. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.